Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show today. We're so excited that you guys have joined us. We got some awesome things in store for you. We have some wonderful people who will be joining us pretty soon or later within the broadcast. But all this month for Woman Act Now, our theme is Power Up. And you know what, ladies? We've been energized. We've been energized and energized. I was trying to find another E word, but my brain wasn't working fast enough. But you know what? If you are just tuning in or if this is your first time listening to Woman Act Now, we want to welcome you and let you know how excited we are that you are here with us, that you're listening to our broadcast, or you might be watching us live on Ustream.tv. For those of you who are members, you know where to go. The homepage of the site will automatically broadcast this particular program, and we want to encourage those of you who may be watching for the first time to become a member of Woman Act Now or to find out more about us by visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. We're right here, same time, same place, every Thursday, and at Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, this place right here for Woman Act Now Radio. So I want to invite our master coach to the call on today and to the broadcast. So welcome, Coach Anna McCoy.
Thank you very much, Shauna. I'm excited to be here. Hello, everybody, and hello to those who are watching us today via Ustream, via live streaming on our website. You can go to womanactnow.com, learn more about us. Consider becoming a member. You know what? Your life will forever be changed. This is about powering you up, and you heard Shauna share with us that this year is powering up in 2011 and beyond, because what we're preparing for you right here at Woman Act Now is how to be the very best that you can be to accomplish the goals and the purposes that are called for your life, to get you on purpose, get you to living a life on purpose. So, you know, throughout this year, we have been talking about powering up, and this is actually our first show of the year that we have this opportunity to power up. And I want to cover just a couple of things before we invite our guests to the show, because today's show is about owning your power. The entire month we've been talking about purposeful power, so I want you to look at that from that perspective of owning your power when it comes to your purpose. So let me just take a few minutes of your time to share with you about this word power. What does that mean? What does power mean? What does it mean to you is a question that I want you to ask yourself. When we think of power, of course, your power can be depleted, or it could be what we call infused. It can be ignited. All of these different things in your life when it comes to power. One of the things that we had the opportunity to do at Woman Act Now was to invite 12 other women to become power agents with us. And so we came together to determine how are we going to empower other people or other women over the course of this year. And I'm excited to tell you that we've come up with some tremendous ways to be a power agent around the world, not only in our local community of Dallas-Fort Worth, but we're reaching beyond borders. In fact, we have members in over 40 states. We have members in over six international countries. And we're really excited, Shauna, when we talk about these power centers, to start to open or invite women from around the world to become a power connector who would then be responsible for helping us to create power centers. So One that we're really excited about is our Power Center in West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We started with two women there. I told them the three of us, we make a power center. So we have our first power center. And you got to understand that power center is really about being able to make that connection. You want to connect with another woman. You want to connect actually with two women. That creates a power center. If you are a woman and you're listening to us today and you really have a heart and a passion to help women, you know, I had the opportunity to be on the stages of 5, 10, 20,000, speaking to women, sharing information. But you know what? 4 years ago, I made a commitment that, you know, that's wonderful. However, what's even more important to me is how can I then begin to really touch another woman, to begin to coach that woman to successful execution in her life. And out of that, and it certainly has been evolving over these 4 years, we have Woman Act Now today.
Yes.
Woman Act Now actually started was birthed in 2004, and it was birthed out of getting women to live the debt-free life. And I created a debt-free card called Woman Act Now, mm-hmm. Live the Debt-Free Life. And it was really to get her to take her own power back concerning her finances. So that's where the initial seed of Woman Act Now actually was birthed.
Mm-hmm.
Then we fast forward 4 years, 3 or 4 years, and I'm making this decision. I'm struggling with, you know, how do we really help women be powerful in who they are? And still trying to figure it out, ladies, still trying to figure it out. But I think that we're on to something in the perspective of teaching you how to be powerful. Powerful in every area of your life. Throughout the year, we have themes that we're going to be covering over the course of this year to help you become more powerful in your ability to execute. This month, we talked about purposeful power. The entire month, everything we're talking about, whether it is on 15 Minutes to Destiny or it's on this radio program, these are opportunities that you as members can begin to make that connection with your coaches to help you become more powerful in the area of your purpose. Our first week of every month, we're going to talk about being an agent of power as it relates to
mm-hmm.
that theme. So this month, we're agents of power. We're going to look at how are we giving power, how are we infusing power into the purpose in which we have been called to do. Like, for example, today we had on our Woman Act Now prayer, and we encourage you to go to the website and listen to the prayer this morning with our WAN prayer leader, Roz Warfield, and she talked about powerful identity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so incredible about that is that we're creating these tools that a woman can walk away with and start to create her own goal positioning system, our God positioning system on the spiritual track,
mm-hmm.
and goal positioning systems on just your track and your ability to achieve your purpose. And we talked about your powerful identity. It was just, it was so wonderful. Of course, I wrote it, but you know what I'm saying. It was really wonderful. I was so impressed with myself. You know what I mean? Who do I need to encourage me other than, what does the Bible say, Shauna? Encourage
yourself.
And so I want to encourage you to go to the website and look it up. You can download your God positioning system and talking about your identity. I also want you to download, go to the file sharing area. If you're a member, if you're not a member, you won't have access to these things. But you can go there, and we created a identity template for you. All you need to do is use your word processing document, change the area where it says insert your name, and put your name in the find and the replace, and what you're going to have there is a list of scriptures that talk about your identity in Christ. So when you listen to the WAN, you're going to hear about powerful identity. And basically the one sentence that you can walk away with, are you willing to search out your identity that is hidden with Christ in God? Are you satisfied being the person you think you are? That's pretty much the end of that moment. And we're going to help you identify who you are in Christ if you'll go to the website and download. Just put in the search bar identity, and you'll see those files start to drop down. and put your name in there, and you'll actually understand who you are in Christ and start to meditate on those words so that you can become and find your hidden identity with Christ in God. So that was our morning prayer this morning. So we want to encourage you to attend on Thursdays. If you have prayer requests, to send them to us, because we want to pray for your ability to execute on the dreams and visions that God has called you to. So I want to take just a moment before we continue to move forward. I certainly want to share this great news with you.
Oh, let us know.
And that news is, let's see if it actually pulled up for you, if you'll look to see if you have any of those power-up minutes. What's getting ready? We're getting ready to release in a couple of weeks Power Up. Power Up, and that's on the Urban Network. You might need to refresh your screen, but that's on the Urban Network, American Urban Radio Network. There are 20 million listeners there, and 20 million listeners. I'm trying to show Shauna what to do on our board. Just refresh it. Just refresh. And it'll refresh the screen. So sorry about that, people. You know I'd be trying to produce and direct it, everything else, okay? Trying to make sure all these things are happening here. So when we think about powering up, I want to just share that. That's one good success for me, is that we are releasing power-ups. There are power-up minutes for us to be able to help you to move forward, and it's just a celebration for Coach Anna, really, to be able to release these little things. So before we go further, I'd like Shauna just to share one with you, and you just take a listen. We'll be right
Power
back.
Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, manage opportunity.
Have you ever been given a project and you had that thought, why are they giving this to me? You should see that new assignment as an opportunity to shine. An opportunity is defined as a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. And when we manage every opportunity, regardless of its significance, it will provide a chance or an opening for something greater to occur in your life. So manage your opportunities well. The rewards will be worth it.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African-American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, there you have it. That was the first Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy on managing those opportunities. So what do you think about that, Sean?
This is our clap track.
Pretty good, huh? What do you think? I think that's quite awesome, and I'm excited for you. And I'm going to do the dance for you that we do for the ladies, okay? You got to watch.
Oh.
There you go. Woo! We celebrate, we celebrate, we celebrate you. Woo! All right, then. Sounds like a winner. So let's get right into our subject matter today. I think we had 219. I want to, if you'd like to, if you're listening to us via the phone and you'd like to comment on that Power Up Minute, I'd like to hear it before we get started. Go ahead and go to 219-433. Let's see what we got there.
I believe it's our Do It Girl, Coach.
Is this the Do It Girl, Miss Kanita? Kanidia?
Yes, Coach, it's me.
Did I say your name right?
Kanitha, but it's okay.
Kanitha, I was close. I was close.
You were.
But that's my Ebonics at work. So tell me, what do you think about that Power Up Minute?
I think it's wonderful. I'm really interested in, you know, hearing and being involved with that. I think it's nice.
Well, that's what's going to be playing across the airwaves for 20 million listeners to hear Coach Anna McCoy talk about a Power Up Moment, really. It's just Power Up, Manage Opportunities with Coach Anna McCoy. So it's just a 30-second little thought, power thought, to get you to thinking about it. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about our theme this month, Kanitha, and then I'm going to invite you back to the show because Kanitha, what's your last name? Kanitha Beckett. Kanitha Beckett, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Ms. Kanitha, I'm going to introduce you shortly to come back to the show because She is actually a new member of Woman Act now. This is my first time to actually have the opportunity to talk to you. And she is what we call the Do It Girl of the Month. She's
yes,
the top contributor to Woman Act Now, to our membership site. So I want to know all about you, girl, and I'm going to invite you back to the show in just a few short minutes to begin to talk about a little bit about those dreams and visions and how you're going to power up in 2011. So stay tuned, everybody, and listen in. And, Kanita, we will be right back to you.
Okay.
All right, folks. So those who are listening, we want to appreciate the time to listen to our show. You're listening to Woman Act Now with Coach Anna McCoy and my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth. With Woman Act Now, our whole purpose is to provide affordable coaching for every woman, and that's what this organization is all about, to help you achieve your dreams and your visions, to get you on the right road to doing what matters most first. And so with that in mind, I want to talk just a little bit about our theme, Power Up this year. And this week, we're talking about owning your power. When we talk about that subject of owning your power, what I really want you to begin to think about is, you know, when it comes to your power, I want you to think about how are you owning it. And I want you to have this perception, the perception of being a, you can either be a receptor, that like if you get an electronic plug in your mind, you're a receptor, you know, the one that's got the three little dots on it and people get to stick in, because guess what? You're always a power source. And that's really what we want to identify with. And first of all, let me tell you that power source is being connected to the source. And the source from Woman Act Now and from our perspective, God is that source. And how do we convert God's source of power to be demonstrated in our personal lives? We believe we can convert that power by being women who are power agents, and that we can convert the power of God in our lives when we demonstrate in the earth, among people we know, places we go, businesses, whatever we do, with the power of love. I mean, there's nothing greater than the power of love. It is so incredible. It transforms. It will conform. It will do all sorts of things. Forgive. It will comfort. It will reaffirm that you care about people. And when we begin to take the actions of agents of power, the only thing that can drive you to be a woman who is excellent at being an agent of power is love. You know what? If you're connected to the source, and that source is God, who is love, then you will never be depleted of what you need to overflow into the lives of other people. You will get tired in your physical body, because that's what you should do, and that's the way we are created. But your spirit man will be full. It will have the fullness of God for you to be able to continually overflow into the lives of other people. And I know you've got to be thinking, that's really hard to do, wouldn't you say?
You know what? Oftentimes it is. Because what we tend to want to do is instead of allowing the love of God to flow through us and allow people to really know what it's like,
yes,
when you're walking out purpose, you have all of these other things that come up as well. You have your emotions that you got to struggle with.
Ooh.
To keep from being, you know,
well,
keep
stop right there. Because I think what you're about to, you're running right into when we think about owning our power, to own your power, you said you got all these other things.
Yeah.
Well, I want you ladies to look at all these other things. You know, whatever these other things are in your life, is to think about this for a moment. You got these other things, and these other things you have allowed to plug into you, or you have chosen to plug into them. When we think about who you are and your powerful identity, which is hidden with God in Christ, when we think about who you are, you are already so powerful when you understand your identity, when you just understand who you are. If you can begin to walk in who you are. One of the questions in our devotional this morning was, are you satisfied with being who you are? Do you really want to search out who you are, your hidden identity in Christ? Because the question I ask is, are you guilty when a person asks you, who are you, to respond by saying what you do? Or are you a person who responds and says that I am a child of God, I am a royal priesthood, I am a holy nation, I am a friend of God? That's my identity.
that's hidden with Christ in God. Now, when you come to know that, then you're starting to what? Own your power. There's nothing I can do here, ladies, to get around talking about God and talking about the word of the Lord when we're talking about owning your power. Okay, I can't just tell you, girl, just be strong. Be strong in confidence. Have a good attitude. You should just learn how to be assertive. I want to take you to the source. To own your power is to own the relationship and the identity that you have with Christ in God, if you really want to own your power. I know Oprah got all kind of stuff about owning your power, but that's not the source. Your personality is not the source. Your self-confidence is not the source. Your ability to communicate is not the source. The source is your connection to the identity that you have with Christ in God. And what's so awesome about the Bible, ladies, is the Bible continuously tells us about this identity. Over and over, it begins to talk to us about who we are, that we are God's daughter. Do you believe it? Because I'm trying to get you to own your power. And when you own that power, you're going to start to make decisions about what you are allowing to plug into your life. It's just that simple. I know you said, come on, coach. No, really. This is about you owning your power. And will you make a decision today to choose to be empowered by God or to choose to be empowered by things that are on the outside of you? Your spirit man is huge, lady. And the more you come to know your identity with Christ in God, then the more powerful your spirit will become. Now, it would be strange, somebody say, well, who are you? And you start saying, I am God's daughter. You think that's strange, and that's the whole idea, is to get you to think that's strange, so that you would not own your identity. And I'm saying it's not strange. Then go ahead and tell them who you are. Then they can ask you, well, what do you do? I'm glad you asked. You know what I'm working out in this world? Because you are God's workmanship. And to own your power is to own your relationship with God, own your relationship with your identity with Christ in God. And that's hidden. That means if it's a hidden thing, then it must be sought after. It must be searched for. It must be discovered. So it just doesn't come to you, ladies, by osmosis. We've got to go after it. We've got to pursue that treasure that really belongs to us, and that's what owning your power is. So I want to just go to break. I'm going to give you another one of those power-up moments, and then after that we're going to invite our guests to the show. So we just stay tuned, listen in to Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort Spa and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African-American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, the Real McCoy Show. What I want to do is I want to first of all thank our listeners for joining us today. You could be anywhere. We certainly do hope that what you hear today will be a blessing to you. We've got a couple of guests on our show today, but one I'm most excited about is our Do It Girl of the Month. And I am really excited about Kenita Beckett, primarily because I haven't had the opportunity to really get to meet her, to know about her, to understand who she is, and I'm going to have that opportunity just like you listening. For those who are just joining us and are not familiar with Woman Act Now, we are an affordable coaching organization. Our whole desire is to bring coaching, encouragement, empowerment to every woman in an affordable way. We are awesome here at Woman Act Now. We know we are, aren't we?
Absolutely.
You better believe it. So therefore, if you want to grow, if you want to achieve, if you want to be your very best, we won't give you any milk toast. We're going to tell you just about who you are and that, yes, you can. While we're saying, girl, don't do that. Yes, you can. You can do it. So we want you to stay tuned with us today. So I want to welcome Kenita to the call today because the Do It Girl is an honored space in the Woman Act Now world, primarily because this woman is called the Do It Girl woman, primarily because she is the top contributor to Woman Act Now for the month of December. So every month we celebrate a new Do It Girl. I think our record holder is Juanita Fleming.
Yes.
I think she's won Do It Girl of the Month at least
three times.
So, and she aims to do it again in 2011. So if you see her creeping up on your tail feathers, it's because she's got our own goals and objectives because she likes to get that coaching, because one of the benefits of being a Do It Girl is that you get a half-an-hour coaching session one-on-one with Coach Anna McCord. So welcome, Kenita.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you, girl, let's just go ahead and have a conversation. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
If you got some ladies on the line who wants to know, they're showing up to hear you to discover who is this Do It Girl, who took my spot this month. So we want to know, Kenita, tell us just in a few words about your deepest passions.
My deepest passion, I would say, is helping others. I'm just kind of one of those people who, whether it be an elderly person or, you know, a teenager who just seems to be lost with direction, I'm just always there. It goes from that to whether it's a birthday party, reception, I'm always helping somebody. I don't sit down.
So you are truly living what you have been created to be. Women are suitable helpers. We eventually find somebody we can help, whether it's our husband or somebody.
Yes.
You know, you ever thought about why so many women are in churches?
Yes.
They're suitable helpers.
Yes.
If anybody would show us half a bit of interest of needing our help, we're going to show up for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you are living why you were made.
I believe so. I can't help it. If people tell me, sit down. I mean, it could be my event. I have been in the back kitchen of receptions looking for ranch in the kitchen.
Well, you know, I think you and I probably share a similar thing. I don't know if mine is helping. I think it's helping, but I don't know what other people would call it. They probably call me taking over or something, but that could have something to do with my personality versus my entire desire to serve. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Help her. Not to mention, Kenita, what was so funny, I took one of those personality tests for the fivefold ministry or your gift, your spiritual gift.
Oh, what was yours?
Compassion was the lowest thing on my test. So that ought to tell you something about Coach Anna. But I want you to know, is it said I would be a great coach or speaker or lawyer or, you know, stuff like that. So I think I'm in my space. So, again, let's talk about you. I want to understand what one quality or discipline have you had to embrace to pursue your dreams, visions, and goals?
I would say one quality or one disadvantage would be trying to defeat procrastination. Procrastination can be, it can cause a total disaster. And I've had to learn how to beat that in order to move forward. It's so easy to say, I'll do it later, you know. But I've learned that to just do it right now, that's why I'm the Do It Girl of the Month.
One jewel in your crown that you get to carry with you to say, I don't know, as a touchstone to say, hey, wait a minute, I was a Do It Girl, so So I know I have capacity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I read something the other day about procrastination. Procrastination is knowing what you have to do and choosing to do something else.
Right.
Wow.
And
you know
so
what I'm saying? You know what you have to do, but you choose to do something else.
Right, and you can't expect to move forward doing that something else.
That's right, especially on the thing you know to do.
Right.
So that's good, girl. Procrastination gets us all, so we certainly do appreciate that. So tell me, how have you defeated procrastination? That's what I want to know.
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
I have just, you know, it's like I said, it's just a matter of knowing that to keep putting things off, you can't possibly move forward. And I have really tried to make a transition in my life in the past couple months, moving from corporate America to the world of entrepreneurship. And it's not going to come to you. You have to go for it. So as long as, you know, I sit back and, you know, complain or whimper or whine or you just wait, it's not going to happen. So I've had to learn that, you know, as long as I allow procrastination to accompany me, I will be sitting somewhere by my lonesome, and that's so not what I want.
Ooh, I kind of like that. Allowing procrastination to accompany me.
That's good.
I need to. Can you write that one down for me?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're listening, you need to think about procrastination accompanying you. And you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy with our guest, Kenitha Beckett, who is our Do It Girl of the Month. That's why, because she was able to beat all of y'all. It's just that simple. If you're a member of Woman Act Now, in order to be the Do It Girl, you got to be a top contributor, and we so appreciate her for spending time on the site, becoming more familiar, sharing and communicating, watching videos, and all that stuff. So tell us, you know, you've been with us a short time. What's been your experience with Woman Act Now?
Just within, like I said, within the past month, I was recently let go from corporate America in November, and just from some of the things I experienced, I've also been exposed to the world of being an entrepreneur, and it just seems like I'm not here to knock anyone who has a 9-to-5. I love mine if they hadn't been so crazy. But, you know, just to try to experience something else, I needed a group of people who can help encourage me. My only foundation, I felt, was my own desire, because I don't have a lot of people around me who are entrepreneurs. So to be a part of Woman Act Now pretty much helped me to, you know, just kind of step outside that normal box and be who I wanted to be. And then I've also, you know, recognized the fact that it's not about standing behind your challenges and, you know, lack of a better word, fears, because I've learned not to say that thanks to Miss Leslie, but to, you know, to step aside and understand that being in a group like this allows you to defeat those challenges versus to constantly, you know, have them in your back pocket and just someday hope that you'll get over it. So I've learned to face those things.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that. We certainly do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about your experience, what have you participated or what have you done within that Woman Act Now site that you believe has helped you the most?
Just through navigation, looking at a lot of the videos, looking at the prayer room, a lot of things that were in the lounge, looking at others' pages to see some of the things that they're involved in. I have, you know, kind of noticed that my dreams and desires and aspirations are just, you know, not something that I'm not just pipe dreaming. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's one of the things that we find when we talk to people is that oftentimes we have very similar passions, and when you start to really talk about your dreams, and I'm certainly trying to help and encourage women not to what I call hoard your dreams. Have you all been watching those hoarding shows? A hoarder is one who just keeps collecting and keeps consuming just they have a whole bunch of things around them. Now, you may think I'm a hoarder, but I'm really not, Shauna. I look good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can at least find something. I don't have too many doubles and doubles and doubles of things because I can kind of get my hand on it. But the hoarders, if you haven't watched those shows, you can just do a Google search
and catch one of the shows, and you'll see all of this emotion and all of these things that are tied into all of those things. And oftentimes I've recognized is that if we don't find a group of people, if we can't find that connection with people that we can trust, that we can grow with, then we're like those hoarders. We hoard our dreams, and that's why there are so many in the graveyard right now. It's because people wouldn't release them, wouldn't trust people, and it's not until you can trust that circle of influence in your life that will then start to open up those opportunities. I'm going to give you just a quick example, Kanitha, is my husband. He and I were talking, and we were praying about some things and praying about expansion in our business and different things. And, you know, you have an idea, but you really don't say anything about it. You don't ask anybody. You don't share it with anybody. Mm-hmm. And he thought to himself, let me give this guy a call. I'm going to say, hey, who can you introduce me to over here? Mm-hmm. And do you know, not within minutes, he was praying about this issue. And within minutes, this gentleman responded to his email. Mm-hmm. He responded to say, hey, I got this person I want you to talk to. It went further, by the way. He was so excited about that. Mm-hmm. But within 24 hours, because now, remember, it's all about sharing the idea so that you begin to draw to you the resources, the relationships, the skills, the tools that you need to help you to the next step. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately what happened with him is he is now empowered to be able to think that there is possibility here. He is expectant that there is possibility. And so within 24 hours, guess what? There was another phone call because the guy called him who he told him to call, and then he met another guy some months ago who said to him, I'm going to get in touch with so-and-so. And he was in a meeting at the time my husband is praying about this expansion, and this guy is saying his name. Well, I got the right guy for you, Richmond McCoy. He's the guy to call. Mm-hmm. Well, the man called him and left this other guy. I know it's a lot of people in here, but y'all just follow. Mm-hmm. But he left a message on the guy's phone who was mentioning my husband's name that my husband had no knowledge of. Well, he left the message. The guy had a delayed flight for 2 hours on the tarmac and decided he would return some of those voicemails. And guess who's going to Chicago next week? Mm-hmm. My husband. To meet with that very important person that's in that position who can make a decision. And we're just thinking for a moment. But if he had not trusted, because he was concerned about the relationship he was sharing it with, but he said, this is kind of what I want to do, but he took the risk. So what you just shared with us, Kanitha, is your willingness to come into an environment in Woman Act Now to take the risk, to begin to share your dreams and visions so that when you experience what's coming back to you, it's what we call that corridor effect. That means that when you share your dream and vision, guess what? It's going to draw to you the condition of your heart. Mm-hmm. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do here at Woman Act Now. And I hope that although you've been here a short time, that you're experiencing that. I haven't had the opportunity to hear your voice on our conversations with Coach or really to just try to take you enough to another level, but I certainly want to invite you to those calls to take the risk to put it out there because you might be right here, even though we're a distance apart. Now, listen, I just talked to one of our members in Lagos, Nigeria, yesterday morning, so you certainly are not as far as she is, are you?
No, I am not.
All right, then. So distance has nothing to do because right now, guess what? We're right now together in this moment, in the present, and if they were calling us from Lagos, distance has nothing to do with now. Mm-hmm. And so right now when you join us on those calls and you stay connected to the call, then you're going to start quartering in the desire of your heart, because you're going to say something, and Coach Anna might say, oh, you know, I think you need to talk to that woman. Oh, I need to think you need to talk to that woman, because you know what? Our coaches at Woman Act Now, we probably know a whole lot more about all of you than you know about yourself. And our principle and our policy is to share information, to find that connection for you, to make sure that you, we're trying to drive you to each other, whether you know it or not. Mm. That's our passion for you. So
So that's just awesome. So, Miss Kanita, when you think about when you think about your next steps, you know, with what you want to do about your dream, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, right now I am involved with a couple multi-level marketing programs, and I'm just kind of, like I said, this is all new to me, so I'm trying to see where it goes. But my whole goal in that is to be able to be more financially free, to place myself in a position where I can help others more so than just a simple conversation or, you know, buying a garment someone needs or, you know, putting together some centerpieces for an event that they didn't have in their budget. I want to be able to help on a totally different level. So I'm hoping that being a part of those other opportunities will help me grow financially to where I can do what I really want to do.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for Ms. Kanita this month, instead of sending you a book, I have a series that I want to send to you that I think is going to help you with wisdom principles for your businesses, for your business as well as your finances.
Okay.
I also want to encourage you. I heard that you were doing multi-level marketing. I want to encourage you that, you know what, you can make any business succeed if you work that business, and I'm sure you've heard that within the circles that you're in. And being able to apply some of the same principles, you have to approach it that way so that you can be successful. It's important also, Kanita, that you fill out your profile on the website so that the ladies know who you are and what you do. There's an area on the website called the hookup that you can go and put your multi-level businesses, opportunities, and I want you to tell me just a little bit about what they are, and I think one of them has to do with that healthy coffee.
Yes, one of them is Organo Gold, and we have Gourmet Healthy Coffee.
Yes.
And there's other supplements that are involved outside of just the coffee product itself.
Okay, and so give us the website that ladies can visit you at your website. And, again, make sure you put these in your profile, too. Add your social media links as well, and we follow each other, and so we can know that even outside of the Woman Act Now area, there are some other things going on in your life. But share that website with us to help women find you.
Okay. The website for the Organo Gold is www.thejavathatpays.com, and that's thejavathatpays, thejavathatpays.com.
All right. It's called thejavathatpays.com. Y'all need to go on over there and check out that Java because y'all need to get paid, too. You know what I'm saying? TheJavaThatPays.com. So we want to thank you for sharing with us, Kanita, and we want to encourage you to get even more connected because, you know, girl, we got to train you to be a power center so that you can be a power connector, find two other women that you can bless with your own life and your own journey so that, you know what, you're not alone where you are, but the more you learn from Woman Act Now, the one thing about this organization, we are free with information. You know, if we can find out something and we can share it, we can spread the word, we can help you to build your women's organization, whatever it is, that's what our goal is. So whatever you're learning within your circles of influence, we want to encourage you to share this information with other women and become a power center in your city. Tell us what city you're calling from.
I'm calling from Highland, Indiana.
Highland, Indiana.
Yes.
Yeah, who's up there? We got Pam Ross up there in Indiana somewhere, but she's over there in, what's it called?
Munster is in my backyard.
Yeah. Talk to me. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Girl, we're anointed to do this. We got to get you connected to Miss Pam Ross because she is an awesome powerhouse just in herself. I'm starting to see a power center, and she does a lot of leadership principle teaching. And, in fact, if you're not connected with a group of women there, she does some things personally to make that connection in that community, some incredible women. I've actually been to Cheddar's, and it was Cheddar's Restaurant, I think, or something like that. In Munster, Indiana, however you say it. I like Highland. That's a whole lot easier. I'm going to have to come to Highland the next time when I come to see you. You know what I'm saying? Because I was in Chicago, so I drove on over there. Did I drive? Was that where I was, or was I in some other city? Are you close to Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Right off the expressway from Chicago, yes.
Okay. Tell my people over at Harpo I said hello. All right, then, girl. I'm so happy to have you. But we're going to make sure that we get you connected with Pam Moss, because Pam Moss speaks the language of Woman Act Now. So you want someone to hold you accountable? She is a coach. She is also a tremendous leader. Then we want to make sure that you make that connection. You can look on the website under the link called Connect Work. That's what we do here at Woman Act Now. Out of a spirit of love, a spirit of giving, a spirit of intentionality, we connect with other women. So she's going to be an important connection for you. And do not stay separated, my lady, because I'm telling you, your life can be so much better. And we're going to help you succeed. So stay connected to Woman Act Now. So I want to, we're going to go to just a one more minute break. We're going to let you hear that next Power Up Mission Critical. Yes. Power Up Mission Critical. Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, Mission Critical.
Are you currently at the place where fulfilling your mission is at the critical stage? Mission Critical is that time when you have no options left. And your goal cannot be abandoned and must be accomplished. Should you choose to continue the journey you're on, will you solve or invite a crisis into your life? You decide. Ask yourself, what will happen if your destiny becomes mission impossible because you have not made it mission critical? I'm Coach Anna McCoy.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort Spa and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoiDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, welcome back. This is Coach Anna McCoy. We're welcoming you back to Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show, with my sidekick here, Ms. Shauna Stallworth. We just finished a segment with our Do It Girl of the Month, and now I'm excited about this next one because, ladies, I don't care where you live around the country, around the world. I know it'll be hard, but it's a place that you need to get. It's something that you need to understand. I think it's like a missing piece. I'm so excited for Lisa Sam. Shauna and I and our team had an opportunity to meet with her this past week through an organization. Oh, I'm so glad I thought about this, called Women's Nonprofit Alliance. It is so important, and we have to get the founders on this radio program, and not just once, but several times throughout this year, so that we can introduce you to the WNPA, the Women's Nonprofit Alliance, .org or .com. I'm not exactly sure which one it is right now, but I want you to look that up. It's by Proven Way Ministries. Terry Burnett is one of the founders of that organization, and that's how we met Ms. Lisa Sams. And you're talking about, I was looking at that, Lisa, and I was thinking, Lord have mercy. She is something special. She is some kind of special. Just the energy and the passion that she has and what the Lord has shown her to do for us. That's what's amazing. And I want to set her up properly because I think she's going to be the connecting point for us as we become agents of power. We have those five areas that we're focusing on throughout the year, which is honor, time, presence, attitude of gratitude and love, and retreat, disconnect. And that's where Miss Lisa comes in. So every single month we're going to be talking about being that agent of power. And what's so engaging about this is that Lisa has an answer for us, at least for those who are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But if you're ever here around those dates, you want to come, and she's going to talk a little bit about maybe having the little retreat that's kind of like an overnight, as well as those Sabbaths. So I want to welcome Ms. Lisa Sams to the show, who is the founder of Seasons of Sabbath. Just an awesome believer, has taken our own time, but I don't want to take any more time. Ms. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Coach Anna. How are you today?
I am excellent.
Good.
So I want to welcome you and thank you for taking the time to share with us today. Don't worry about our time. Our hour will go, but our program will continue to record over the next few minutes. So I want to make sure that we have enough time. So I want you to be mindful. Don't worry about that. I want to make sure I give you the time to talk a little bit about these seasons of Sabbath, because these women need to know about that. And Lisa, before you do that, could you tell them just a little bit about how the WNPA works before you go into Seasons of Sabbath?
You bet, sure. And I am sitting here in North Central Texas. I heard you talking about talking to the woman from Highland, Indiana, and thinking,
yes,
it feels like Highland, Indiana outside here right now. It is so cold outside in North Texas. The WNPA, it's the Women's Nonprofit Alliance, and it is a partnership of women who have one term that is frequently used is parachurch, but non-church-based ministries that reach out and minister to women across the United States and internationally. And many of us are single staff like I am, and are small, just getting started kind of ministries, following and seeking out what the Lord wants us to do. And the WNPA allows us to come together as a group. Because we fall under Proven Way Ministries, which is a ministry that ministers to women in ministry, then we get the benefit of having their 501c3, their board of directors oversees all of the partners and all of the alliance partners. They help us with any legal things that we need, any taxes, any nonprofit IRS information, all of those kinds of things. And so it really helps us to get a ministry off the ground and get it started without having to go through it all ourselves when we are just a startup on our own. So it's a great benefit of being a part of Proven Way Ministries, and has certainly been a blessing to me as I've really been seeking out what the Lord has me doing in the next phase of my life. So.
Well, thank you so much, because, ladies, I think it's really important, and I know Lisa is actively involved with the organization. We had an opportunity to meet Lisa coaching several of their alliance partners with our WAN Go positioning systems. And
That
was just so exciting meeting Lisa. As soon as, you know, I'm all in her business, honey, y'all, trying to coach her through, and I was like, oh, we need that at Woman Act Now. So I want to talk about the seasons of Sabbath and what they mean. And ladies, understand, I'm just setting you up, because that whole process of retreating, how to own your power, requires seasons of Sabbath in your life. And I thought this idea, this mission, this ministry that Lisa has is perfect as a partner for us to take those retreats, to retreat, to disconnect, so that we can reconnect with our source. So tell us a little bit about Seasons of Sabbath, Lisa.
Okay. Thanks so much for asking me to do this. I'm just delighted to get to be here. I am a glass half full, life is good kind of person. I really see hope where others see despair. I see opportunities where others see problems. In fact, years ago when I was working in youth ministry and we would have a big registration table for a retreat or an event or anything, instead of doing a problem-solving table, I always did an opportunities table, because I really see that I really see the hope in what we do and the way we do it. But we went through a several-year period in our lives as a family, as in several ways. We went through a long series of difficult things, and I really I've always been sort of the strong one, the boss of the family. You know, I'm the one who's in charge, the emergency go-to for, you know, 911 person. And by last December, or actually almost 2 years ago now, I guess a little over 2 years ago, by December 2009, I was exhausted from just sort of dealing with a lot of things that had been going on in our lives, and had been trying to bear all the struggles on my own. And I really felt like the way I've described it to so many people is that I was walking on a treadmill, spinning five plates on five different sticks, and somebody pushed that treadmill down into the ocean, and I was just drowning. I thought I had been doing a really good job of faking it till I made it, and I just kept thinking, as soon as we get past this, it's going to be okay. As soon as we get past this, it's going to be okay. And I realized that my reaction to all of that was very worldly and had really taken my eyes off my Savior, my Lord, my Creator, and that my responses were of just, I was ready to just throw in the towel and give up. I just wanted to crawl in bed and put my head under the covers and not do anything. And I realized that after crying out to the Lord that He had more, you know, He had a different plan. And one of the things I did was I took a time out. I just called time out and took 4 months off from work, from volunteering, from other obligations that I had in my life, and just spent time with my husband, with my immediate family, and very dearest, closest friends, and primarily would just pick up my Bible, my journal, and take a walk with the Lord each day. And that really became a healing time for me. And I realized as I began journaling and praying and thinking things through that I had failed to do that on a regular basis during those days of stress and difficulty. And it was just the Lord just threw scripture after scripture after scripture at me. And one that I really clung to was from Isaiah chapter 40, and it says that He will make the crooked places will be made straight and the rough places smooth, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And boy, my places were crooked and rough, and I needed smoothing and straightening. And so out of that and out of that journaling, and as I began to share my story with other women, as I did with you all last week, it really resonated with women. And as I would talk about sabbatical, and the root of that is the Sabbath and the rest that needs to come, we cannot do what God has called us to do without taking that day of rest on a regular basis. And one of my physicians is a Jewish man, and I love him dearly, and he said to me, Lisa, if God can create the world in 6 days and take a day off, don't you think you can take a day off every once in a while? And I realized that that was really where I was. And the other thing that I've shared with a lot of women is that I had become a human doing instead of a human being. And God did not create human doings. He created human beings. And I had defined myself by what I did and what I was doing instead of who I was in Christ. And He has really done a remarkable work in my own life, and through that, I believe He's called me to this ministry of Seasons of Sabbath and promoting and encouraging women like me in this crazy busy world that we live in, who we all want it all. We want it all today. We want it all instantaneously. We stand in front of the microwave tapping our fingers because the popcorn isn't popping fast enough, and driving through Starbucks isn't fast enough, and all those things. And God is saying, come away with me, take a walk with me, and be still. And so Seasons of Sabbath was born out of that, and I've had a great response to it. And as I've shared my message, it seems to be resonating.
So tell me a little bit about, so that we can paint a picture for those ladies who are listening today,
okay.
What Seasons of Sabbath is all about.
Okay. Well, it's open to any woman who wants to spend a day quietly with the Lord, and emphasis on the word quietly. And we do it in North Texas, in the North Dallas area, but certainly I am available to come and facilitate it for anyone and anywhere who would like to do that with a group. And we usually have about 20 to 30 women who come, and we meet. We start at 8:30 in the morning and go till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We start with a welcome and a call to worship, which I present to the women to just get us all on the same page, preparing our hearts and our minds for that day, for our day with the Lord. And then we separate. And the property that we go to has about 30 acres, and so the women can literally go just about anywhere. There are streams and ponds and walking paths, walking trails. There's a wonderful, warm, and cozy lodge on this property. And so if you want to go sit by the fire, you can do that. Or there are several places you can go. There's an indoor chapel, and then there's also an outdoor sort of rustic chapel where there are some rough-hewn benches and a rugged cross out there where you can sit and just spend some time at the foot of the cross if that's what you desire to do. And they also have a prayer labyrinth on the property. And if you're not familiar with a prayer labyrinth, it is a wonderful way to sort of start or finish your day of prayer and just walking into the center of the Lord and the center of this labyrinth and praying your way in and then praying your way back out again. And it just, because it's because you're walking in a routine way, it certainly takes your mind off everything else that's going on and just helps you focus. But we separate at about 9 o'clock and go off on our own, and just you, your Bible, journal, and the Lord, and or just you and the Lord. You don't even have to have your Bible or your journal with you if you don't want to. And I provide some helps in case anyone is thinking, I cannot be quiet without losing focus for that many hours. That's just too much. My mind will not do that. My body will not do that. My spirit will not do that. So I have some helps, some materials that I provide that help you get focused in, some questions that you might want to spend some time answering, some scripture verses that you can use to focus in on and meditate on, and I have a whole sheet, an Alpha to Omega, an A to Z list of the names of the Lord that He has called in Scripture to give you time to possibly think about meditating on those, anything, some things to just sort of help you get your focus in. And then we offer the opportunity to have lunch. Many women choose to fast for that day, and so they don't come in and partake of lunch, but lunch is there and available if that's something that you choose to do. And then at about 1:30, I ring the big dinner bell that's there on the property, and we gather back in the main chapel for a time of benediction, and it's a time of commitment and challenge. We end with something special for the women. We close with the Lord's Supper, and I ask them to leave silently. And so from about 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it is silent. It's a day of silence. And there's a little bit of noise going on in the lunch area, in the lodge, in the lunch area, but it's not talking noise. It's more just setting up and eating kind of noise. We talk about eating mindfully. So many of us eat most of our meals during the week out of a brown paper bag or a white paper bag or a box that you've picked up as you've driven through your favorite fast food restaurant, and don't even think about the food we're putting in our mouths so often. And so we talk about mindful eating during lunchtime and really focusing in on that food and the provision that the Lord has for us and the food that He provides and nourishment for our bodies. And so that's basically what the day looks like. It's a very casual, easy, rustic kind of day, and it gives you an opportunity to just breathe and be still and know that He is the Lord.
Okay, and it's actually located in Richardson, Texas.
Right.
There are a couple of dates that are coming up. February the 14th, is that date still on?
It's actually, we have two tentative dates prior to Good Friday, Friday, February the 18th, and Saturday, March the 5th. So those two are still pending, but we are definitely on for Good Friday, which is April 22nd, and then May 21st is a Saturday. Then we'll have then we'll take time off for the hot Texas summer and come back together again in September on Saturday, September 24th, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th. And then one thing we're adding this year that I think will be an interesting addition is we're doing an overnight option on Friday, October 28th. So you could really do about 48 hours of silent retreat if you came for Friday the 28th, spent the night, and then had your time on Saturday the 29th. Or you could just do one of those 2 days, or you could just come spend the night with us. But we'll be quiet. It won't be like a traditional retreat with fun and games and music and those kinds of things. It's truly a time for you to unplug, leave your cell phones and your computers and your iPads and all those other things in the car and just spend time quietly.
Wow. So there you have it, ladies. That's going to be point number five. So I'm going to choose a date that we'll have a Woman Act Now experience to take you to retreat.
Yes.
To take you to take some time to Sabbath, and we'll survey some of our members to see if a Friday or a Saturday would work better.
Mm-hmm.
And those hours are, again, so you can begin to think about them, are from 8:30 to 2, and Good Friday is 8:30 to 4.
That's
30
right.
p.m. So that might be an option, Good Friday, for us to go and unplug. Your tentative date on March the 5th, is that tentative due to the facility or tentative due to registration?
It's actually tentative due to the facility.
Okay.
And the tentative date in February is because I just learned yesterday that I'm going to have a little procedure done, and we are negotiating what date that is going to be. So
okay.
I may be indisposed on that day.
Well, as soon as you have those dates confirmed,
yes.
Then we will make a decision to introduce, we're going to introduce all the dates to the ladies.
Yes.
However, we want to let them know that, see if we can get all of our ladies to join us on a particular date. And some,
perfect.
You might end up with Woman Act Now members joining you throughout the year. So if we were to take all of these days, six of these days throughout the year, how many hours? Do you know how many hours of Sabbath we would have taken?
Oh, boy. Well, 8 times 6, so 24 hours.
8 times 6?
Right. 8 times,
48 hours.
You know, I am not a math person. That is not my calling.
Right. Lisa,
40-something? 48. 48.
Yeah, so almost every month, lady, she's giving
can I
us
phone
an
a friend? I need to phone a friend for the answer on that one.
to take a Sabbath, and the cost is for one day is $25. If you choose one day or more, there's a discount.
There
you
is.
To be able to do that. So
there is. The more often you come, the less it costs. And that really covers it's a very bare minimum cost just to cover the materials and the facility rental and
yes.
those things. So
that's easy enough. So, again, I wanted to introduce you ladies to Seasons of Sabbath because that's a part of your powering up this year, and now here's the way to do it. To also begin to really reconnect with our source, and our source is God. And so we'll keep you informed as we go forward, but you'll be able to locate Seasons of Sabbath on womanactnow.com in our member area and find out more about Lisa Sams. You can go to lisasams.com.
Lisa P. Sams. P as in Paul. L-I-S-A. P as in Paul. S-A-M-S. LisaPSams.com, and the dates for Seasons of Sabbath are there as well.
You'll see a number of ladies from Woman Act Now that are certainly in the DFW area who will start to participate not once but several times throughout the year. So, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us, and I want to thank all of our listeners and our viewers who are watching us via live broadcast to thank you for spending your time with us today. You could have been anywhere. We want you to know that you are loved and appreciated. Visit us at womanactnow.com. And Shauna has an announcement about your free membership.
You can call me, 877-751-5700, for a promo code that will give you a free 30-day trial to this awesome women's coaching organization. I want to hear from you, so be sure to give me a call. That extension is 407, and the number again is 877-751-5700. 5700 extension 407. And if I can, Coach, I want to invite you to join us on Monday
yes.
for our empowerment call. It's 15 minutes only, but 15 minutes will change your life. And it's 15 minutes to destiny for you to be the very best that you've been called to be and to move forward in your dreams, visions, and ideas. Back to you, Coach.
All right. Talk to you soon. Know that you're loved and appreciated. Be blessed. Bye-bye. Thanks again, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.